Hello, welcome to the mini story for Break Rules. Let's begin. There was a guy named Andre. Andre was an obedient white-collar worker. What kind of worker was he? He was an obedient white-collar worker. Did Andre work in an office? Yes, he was a white-collar worker. He was an office worker. Was Andre a blue-collar worker or a white-collar worker? Well, he was a white-collar worker. He worked in an office. Who was a white-collar worker? Andre. Andre was a white-collar worker. Did Andre break the rules? No. He never broke the rules. He was an obedient worker. So did he follow the rules or did he break the rules? He followed the rules. He was obedient. What kind of white-collar worker was he? An obedient white-collar worker. So he was obedient or he broke the rules? He was obedient. Andre was an obedient white-collar worker. Who was obedient? Andre. Andre was obedient. He always followed the rules. He was an obedient white-collar worker. In fact, he was petrified to try anything new. How did he feel about trying new things? He was scared. He was afraid. He was petrified. He was petrified of what? Of trying new things. He was petrified of trying new things. He was petrified to try anything new. He was very afraid, very scared to try anything new. Who was petrified? Andre. Andre was petrified. Petrified of doing what? Of trying something new. He was petrified of trying anything new. He would never try anything new. He was scared. He was petrified. So was he brave or was he petrified? He was petrified, of course. Andre was petrified to try anything new. As a result, his productivity was very low. Did Andre do a lot of work in a short time? No, he did not. No, his productivity was low. He did very little work. Did he get great results in his job? No. His productivity was low. He did not get great results. He got poor results. He had poor productivity. What was low? Andre's productivity. Andre's productivity was very low. His results, the amount of work he did, they were both very low. His productivity was low. Was his productivity high or low? His productivity was very low. Whose productivity was very low? Andre's. Andre's productivity was very, very low. He followed the rules. He did the normal thing. Nothing special. His productivity was mediocre. His productivity was low. And so, One day, he was fired. Andre was fired from his job. Why was he fired? Well, because his productivity was low. And because he was a boring worker. Why was he fired? Because his productivity was low and because he was a boring worker. Who was fired? Andre. Andre was fired. Andre lost his job. Did he keep his job or was he fired? He was fired. Who? Andre. Andre was fired because his productivity was low and because he was a boring worker. How did Andre feel after he was fired? Well, he felt terrible. In fact, he beat himself up about it. He beat himself up about being fired. He said, "Damn it! I blew it! I was stupid!" Did he make a big mistake? Yes, he said he blew it. He said, "I blew it! I made a big mistake." Did Andre blow it? Yes, he did. He blew it. He made a big mistake. Who blew it? Andre. Andre blew it. Andre made a big mistake. Did he blow it? Or was he successful? He blew it. He made a big mistake. He blew it. He blew what? He blew his job, right? He made a big mistake at his job. So he blew it or he was successful? He blew it. Andre blew it. He said, "Damn it, I blew it! I was stupid." How did he blow it? Well, he blew it. He made a big mistake by following the rules. He blew it by following the rules. He made a mistake by following the rules. So he beat himself up for a while. He criticized himself. But then he decided to change. He decided to become a rebel. What did he become? A rebel. Who became a rebel? Andre. Andre became a rebel. He became a rebel. He constantly tried new things. He decided to do everything new, everything differently. He decided to break all the rules. What did Andre become? He became a rebel. He became a rebel in his work. He became a rebel in his home life. He became a rebel in every part of his life. He constantly tried new things. And one day, he tried something really amazing. One day, he invented an amazing new toothbrush. What did he do? He invented an amazing new toothbrush. Did he create a new toothbrush? Yes, he did. He created an amazing new toothbrush. Who created an amazing new toothbrush? Andre. Andre created an amazing new toothbrush. He invented what? He invented an amazing new toothbrush. What kind of amazing new toothbrush did he invent? Well, he invented a nuclear-powered toothbrush. What kind of toothbrush did he invent? He invented a nuclear-powered toothbrush. It was a nuclear toothbrush. Super powerful. Who invented a nuclear-powered toothbrush? Andre. Andre invented a nuclear-powered toothbrush. It was an amazing invention. He invented a new nuclear-powered toothbrush, and he sold it to millions of people. Andre became super rich. In fact, he became the richest man in the world. Why did he become the richest man in the world? Because he invented an amazing new toothbrush, and he sold it to millions of people. He became super rich. He became the richest man in the world because he became a rebel. And that is the end of our mini story for Break Rules. See you next time. Bye-bye.